FM, online, on your mobile and on digital radio. This is Heart. 7 o'clock, here's the latest.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Alex Hulse. Police say a pregnant woman who was stabbed several times in a street in Birmingham has safely given birth to her baby. But the 40-year-old woman's still in a critical condition after the stabbing in Sutton Coldfield. A 41-year-old man's been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder. Chief Inspector Julian Harper says they're not looking for anybody else.
They are believed known to each other. As such, no other members of the public should be alarmed. We have what we believe is the only person involved in this incident.
A court's heard a girl who died at her home in Staffordshire almost 2 years ago had only eaten snacks on the day she died. Aisha Jane Smith was found dead at her home in Burton after what's thought to have been a forceful foot stamp on her chest. Her mum and stepfather deny murder and child cruelty.
This is Smooth.
We love you,
Lily.
The words of Amy Smith's friends and family, who were in court to hear that 44-year-old Peter Eyre had masterminded a revenge attack after his son was accused of stealing her boyfriend's moped. He and his two other sons, Anthony and Simon, drove to the flat she was sleeping in with her daughter Ruby Grace and boyfriend Sean Gaunt. He spoke to us this afternoon after the sentencing.
In a matter of seconds, the house was filled with black smoke. You couldn't really see past it, you know, it was just... didn't know where he was going, didn't know what to do. It was all panic, fright. So I wish I went with him.
Family and friends wore pink ties and T-shirts in tribute to Amy and Ruby, and as well remembered their friend Ed Green, who also died in the fire.
This is Capital News.
From Global's newsroom at 7, Capital's been told the Smiler ride at Alton Towers, in which five people were seriously injured in a crash last year, will reopen later this month. Derby student Vicky Belch was one of two women that needed to have limbs amputated. The owner of the theme park's being prosecuted over what happened. A man's been charged with murdering a mother and daughter in Derbyshire. Julie Hill, who was 51, and mum Rose were found dead at a house in Shirebrook on Friday. 20-year-old Christopher Whelan, who's from Sheffield, will appear in court later. A Nottingham self-harm support charity told Capital giving people help online will mean they'll get better sooner.
The sooner somebody gets help, the sooner things can turn around for them and they can resume a happy and healthy life. And for us, that's the whole focus of all of our services.
Caroline Harrow's from Harmless, which is opening a new service to help those considering injuring themselves. And after almost 5 years away, Adele's kicked off her sold-out world tour with a gig in Belfast. Ticket touts were trying to sell some last night for £25,000.
Capital weather.
Cloudy and wet, perhaps some sunshine later with highs of 12. At the moment in Newark and Syston, it's 7 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Capital East Midlands, I'm Alex Holtz.
This is Capital from Global.